The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the finance.yahoo.com. The second annual Geographic Atrophy Awareness Week runs from December 5th through 11th from Prevent Blindness. From the NFB, Santa Braille letters requests are due by December 17th. From the ACB, descriptive audio winners are announced and access to media and video bill introduced in Congress. From actionfund.org, free Braille books in 2023 and the 2022 Jernigan Scholarship winner profile. From the AFB, Alonzo Estate bequeaths $8 million to the organization. So let's get started. From finance.yahoo.com, Prevent Blindness declares second annual Geographic Atrophy Awareness Week as December 5th through 11th, 2022. Dateline, November 30th. Prevent Blindness provides educational resources for patients and healthcare professionals for geographic atrophy, an advanced form of dry, age-related macular degeneration. Dateline, Chicago, November 30. Prevent Blindness, the nation's leading nonprofit eye health organization, is announcing the second annual Geographic Atrophy, GA, Awareness Week as December 5th through 11th, 2022. GA is an advanced form of dry, age-related macular degeneration, AMD, which affects central vision. GA can lead to progressive and permanent vision loss. According to a new study, the prevalence of age-related macular degeneration in the United States in 2019, there's a hot link for that, published in JAMA Ophthalmology, an estimated 19.83 million Americans were living with AMD in 2019. Of those, 18.34 million Americans had early AMD, and 1.49 million had late-stage vision-threatening forms of AMD. Late-stage AMD included choroidal neovascularization and geographic atrophy. To help educate the public on GA, Prevent Blindness has created a variety of resources in English and Spanish, including a downloadable fact sheet and a series of shareable social media graphics. Prevent Blindness also provides a dedicated web page. There's a hot link for that. Prevent Blindness developed the content of these resources with funding provided by Apellis Pharmaceuticals, Incorporated. Apellis is spelled A-P-E-L-L-I-S. A new episode of the Prevent Blindness Focus on Eye Health Expert series, Geographic Atrophy and Patient Support, there's a hot link for that, is now available, featuring Prevent Blindness Ohio affiliate, hot link, past president and CEO Sherry Williams, who offers her unique perspective of working to advance vision and eye health services as a professional, as well as sharing her personal story of helping to provide ongoing support to her mother who has GA. Prevent Blindness offers an additional episode on GA from the Focus on Eye Health Expert series, where Jeff Todd, president and CEO of Prevent Blindness, interviews Dr. Janet S. Sunes, S-U-N-N-E-S-S, medical director of the Richard E. Hoover Low Vision Rehabilitation Services at the Greater Baltimore Medical Center. Dr. Sunes directed a National Institutes of Health-funded natural history study of geographic atrophy. Her research has focused on using visual function measures to better understand retinal disease, particularly AMD and Stargardt disease. From the NFB.org, Santa Letters and Winter Celebration. There's a hot link to get it in Spanish. The National Federation of the Blind works to get more Braille into the hands of blind and low-vision children. We are excited to provide Braille letters and activities to celebrate the holiday and winter season in December. Each letter is part of a fun celebration packet of activities. The celebration packet is accompanied by a print copy for the whole family to participate. Santa Letters. Every December, the National Federation of the Blind helps Santa send letters in Braille to young blind children across the country. How did it start? Well, more than 10 years ago, Santa asked us to be his honorary elves. Ever since, we've been helping him send letters in contracted Braille to blind children who are 10 years old and younger in the United States. Along with the Braille letter, Santa includes a print letter so that those who might not read Braille can follow along. He also includes other fun holiday activities. There's a transcript of the little video that accompanies Winter Celebration Letters. We are excited to also offer winter-themed Braille letters so that parents of children ages 10 years or younger can select the option that best fits their family. Along with the Braille letter, the celebration packet includes a print letter so that those who might not read Braille can follow along. English and Spanish available. Request your child's Santa or winter-themed letter today. The deadline to request a Santa or winter-themed letter for your child is December 17, 2022. There's a hot link to request your child's letter today. More information. For more information about our education programs, please contact us at education@nfb.org or call 410-659-9314, extension 2418. Help us reach more blind youth. You can support the National Federation of the Blind's programs that promote Braille literacy and help blind children live full, healthy, and happy lives. Please consider making a contribution at the hot link. National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Phone 410-659-9314. Email nfb@nfb.org. From acb.org, American Council of the Blind salutes Audio Description Award winners. Dateline November 30th. The American Council of the Blind, ACB, would like to thank all those who participated in the 2022 Audio Description Awards Gala that premiered on November 29th on www.adawardsgala.org and Pluto TV. We are proud to host the second annual Audio Description Awards Gala to recognize excellence in audio-described content and celebrate the growing commitment to accessible media for people who are blind and low vision, said ACB's Executive Director, Eric Bridges. ACB thanks host Thomas Reed and audio description voice talent Nefertiti Matos Olivares, as well as our special guests who lent their talent to the event and support for accessible media for all, including Stevie Wonder, Ewan McGregor, Nesta Cooper, Cameron Mannheim, Shayla Brown, and the cast of iCarly. This year's honorees have been carefully selected by a diverse group of leaders from ACB's Audio Description Awards Committee, who have identified recipients as both audio description content leaders and media industry game changers. Award winners: Outstanding Audio Description Visionary, Larry Goldberg. Audio Description Game Changer Innovation, Microsoft. Audio Description Game Changer Inclusion, Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. Audio Description Game Changer Education, Described and Captioned Media Program. Outstanding Achievement, Live Events, Paramount Global. Outstanding Achievement, Spanish Media, USA, Telemundo and Hearst. Outstanding Achievement, International Media, AMI. Audio Description People's Choice Award, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Disney Plus, Lucasfilm, Audio Description by Deluxe. ACB President Dan Spoon, S-P-O-O-N-E, added, and finally, thank you to our sponsors, Silver Star sponsors, Amazon, Disney, Microsoft, Paramount Global, Warner Brothers Discovery, and our Bronze Star sponsors, Charter Spectrum, Keyword Studios, Fox, as well as the National Association of Broadcasters. The Audio Description Awards Gala celebrated the inclusivity and accessibility of media by recognizing those in television, streaming, and the film industry's achievements in audio description for accessible media for blind and low vision audiences. For more details, visit www.adawardsgala.org. The American Council of the Blind is a national, member-driven organization representing Americans who are blind and visually impaired. For more than 60 years, ACB has become a leader in national, state, local, and even international advocacy efforts. With 68 affiliates, ACB strives to increase independence, security, equality of opportunity, and to improve the quality of life for all people who are blind and visually impaired. For more information, visit www.acb.org. Also on ACB.org, Senator Markey and Representative Eshoo, E-S-H-O-O, introduced bill to improve access to accessible media and video communications technologies for individuals with disabilities. Dateline Washington, November 17th. Senator Edward J. Markey, M-A-R-K-E-Y, Democrat, Massachusetts, and Representative Anna G. Eshoo, E-S-H-O-O, Democrat, California, introduced the Communications, Video, and Technology Accessibility Act in both the United States Senate and the House of Representatives. The American Council of the Blind, ACB, commends Senator Markey and Representative Eshoo for their leadership and for introducing this legislation with the full support and collaboration of the disability community. Once passed, this legislation would update existing regulations to ensure people who are blind, low vision, and deafblind may access the accessible video content of their choosing from the video service provider of their choosing and use the video conferencing service of their choosing. Since I authored the 21st Century Communications and Video Accessibility Act, technologies have changed. What hasn't changed is our obligation to make sure that everyone, including people who are deaf, blind, or deafblind, has equal access to the services and technologies they need to thrive, said Senator Markey. That is why I am introducing the Communications, Video, and Accessibility Technology Act to update current laws on the books so that we can meet the technological moment and ensure opportunity, independence, and equal access for all. As technology has rapidly evolved over the last two decades, much of our economy and day-to-day lives have moved online. Unfortunately, accessibility standards have stayed largely the same, leaving people with disabilities behind. In 2020, 38% of people who were blind or had low vision reported issues with at least one of the technologies needed to do their jobs. And in 2021, as many as 70% of students who are deaf or hard of hearing reported technology challenges in the educational environment, said Eshoo. I'm proud to introduce legislation with Senator Markey to update current laws so people with disabilities have full access to modern technology that is necessary to participate equally in the 21st century. The 21st Century Communications and Video Accessibility Act of 2010 laid the foundation for accessible technology and inclusive media for people who are blind, low vision, and deafblind, said Eric Bridges, ACB's executive director. Thanks to the CVAA, people who are blind, low vision, and deafblind have access to accessible telecommunications technology, mobile web browsers, and accessible video content. Since the CVAA was signed into law, we have witnessed unparalleled technological innovation and widespread adoption of new communications and video distribution models by content creators and consumers alike. For these reasons, it is necessary for Congress to reaffirm our nation's commitment to accessible communications and video technologies. The American Council of the Blind commends Senator Markey and Representative Eshoo for introducing the Communications, Video, and Technology Accessibility Act. Once passed, the CVTA will ensure that critical communications technologies are accessible to people who are blind, low vision, and deafblind, and reiterate our nation's commitment to accessible media and video content, regardless of how or where it is viewed by consumers. This legislation is supported by the following disability and civil rights organizations: Access Living, Access Ready, American Council of the Blind, American Foundation for the Blind, Association of Assistive Technology, ACT Programs, Blinded Veterans Association, Communications First, Carroll Center for the Blind, that's spelled C-A-R-R-O-L-L, Communication Service for the Deaf, Hearing Loss Association of America, National Association of the Deaf, National Federation of the Blind, Telecommunications for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing, Inc., Perkins School for the Blind, and United Spinal Association. About the American Council of the Blind. The American Council of the Blind, ACB, is a national member-driven organization representing Americans who are blind and visually impaired. For more than 60 years, ACB has become a leader in national, state, local, and even international advocacy efforts. With 68 affiliates, ACB strives to increase independence, security, equality of opportunity, and to improve the quality of life for all people who are blind and visually impaired. For more information, visit www.acb.org. From actionfund.org, the 2022 Kenneth Jernigan Scholarship winner, Colin Wong. The Kenneth Jernigan Scholarship is the largest scholarship granted in the United States to a legally blind person. It is given annually to a legally blind student who exemplifies the fruits of Dr. Jernigan's teachings. Dr. Jernigan changed perceptions regarding the capabilities of the blind in this country and throughout the world. The winner of the 2022 Kenneth Jernigan Scholarship is Colin Wong of Washington. There's a hot link for the announcement, where he will be attending college, working toward his goal of becoming a vocational rehabilitation researcher. Colin says, "While I have not met Dr. Kenneth Jernigan personally, his influence on me cannot be understated. It is an honor, and I am humbled to accept an award in his name. His influence in my life has not only influenced my professional career, but also my personal career. I started going to Louisiana Tech University, the Louisiana Center for the Blind, and I serve on the National Blindness Professional Certification Board, each of whom involved the structured discovery methodology that Dr. Jernigan created. Without his influence in the area of adult rehabilitation and blindness, I can honestly say I would not have a career or a passion in order to shape the next generation of blind individuals." There's a hot link about the Action Fund. Also from actionfund.org, Braille Books Program. The Braille Books Program provides blind children a free Braille book every month from a popular children's reading series. Since 1997, more than 330 titles from popular children's reading series have been distributed to thousands of blind children. Last year, the program provided more than 45,000 Braille books to blind children and classrooms across the country. Through the Braille Books Program, blind children can discuss the newest book or magazine with their classmates and build their very own collection of books from popular children's reading series, just like their sighted friends. The 2023 book selections announced. There's a hot link for the 2023 Braille Books Program press release. Every year, we break new ground by offering fresh and interesting titles and series that are sometimes overlooked in the Braille community. Starting January 2023, we will begin distributing UEB Braille copies of the selected book series to those participating in the free Braille Books program. The 2023 Braille Book program will include the following. January, Clubhouse Mysteries No. 1, The Buried Bones Mystery by Sharon M. Draper. February, Clubhouse Mysteries No. 2, Lost in the Tunnel of Time by Sharon M. Draper. March, Her Epic Adventure, 25 Women Who Inspire a Life Less Ordinary by Julia De Laurentiis Johnston. April, Clubhouse Mysteries No. 3, Shadows of Cedars Creek by Sharon M. Draper. May, Clubhouse Mysteries No. 4, The Space Mission Adventure by Sharon M. Draper. June, My Name is Maria Isabel by Alma Flor Ada. July, Clubhouse Mysteries No. 5, The Backyard Animal Show by Sharon M. Draper. August, Clubhouse Mysteries No. 6, Stars and Sparks on Stage by Sharon M. Draper. September, Bravo, Poems About Amazing Hispanics by Margarita Engel. October, The Used to Be Best Friend, JoJo MAKOONS No. 1 by Dawn Quigley. November, Fancy Pants, JoJo McCoon's No. 2 by Dawn Quigley. December, We Rise, We Resist, We Raise Our Voices by Wade Hudson and Cheryl Willis Hudson. Don't miss these wonderful books for the upcoming 2023 season. How to enroll. To enroll, each applicant must be blind or low vision and be a Braille reader. Please fill out our Braille Books Program online application at the hot link. How to unsubscribe. To unsubscribe for the Braille Books Program or change your current information, including address, email, or telephone number, please email actionfund at actionfund.org or call 410-659-9315. History of the program. In 1997, the American Action Fund for Blind Children and Adults started the Braille Books program to provide blind children a free Braille book every month from a popular children's reading series. The books are for the children to keep and collect for as long as they want them. The titles published every month are the same titles that are available in bookstores and public libraries everywhere. Since 1997, the program has produced over 318 titles in Braille and given them away to more than 20,000 subscribers. There is a testimonial, and you can send your own testimonial. Email us at actionfund@actionfund.org or communityrelations@actionfund.org. You may also call 410-659-9315. If you would like to provide us with additional feedback about our program, please use this short questionnaire at the hot link. From AFB.org, Donor Corner. Lifelong blindness advocate and her husband leave a lasting legacy. An $8 million planned gift from Lou and Noah Alonso, A-L-O-N-S-O, provides significant support for AFB's programs. Lulu, L-U-L-U, nickname Lou Johnson Alonso, spent her entire adult life working with and advocating for people who are blind or have low vision. Since her husband Noah passed away in 2021, AFB has received nearly $7 million to date and is expecting $8 million total, thanks to a planned gift from their estate, a generous donation befitting the incredible work of Lou, who died in 2012. Lou was a determined advocate for appropriate teacher preparation in visual impairment and deafblindness. Because of her dedication, she was a recipient of AFB's Miguel Medal in 2008, among many other honors, including being inducted into the American Printing House for the Blind's Hall of Fame for Leaders and Legends of the Blindness Field in 2019. The generous endowment Lou and Noah left to AFB will make a meaningful difference in our work to create a world of no limits for people who are blind or have low vision. Planned giving represents the largest financial commitment most donors will ever make, says Meredith Gale, AFB's Chief Development Officer. We understand the significance of these gifts to your family's legacy, and we want to plan for and celebrate those gifts with you, just like we had the opportunity to do with the Alonsos. Lou and Noah's endowment has been earmarked to support students who participate in various AFB workforce inclusion programs, such as our Talent Lab and Blind Leaders Development Program, as well as for a new research fellowship in AFB's Public Policy and Research Institute for graduate students and young scientists. Additionally, AFB will establish a merit-based college scholarship fund in Lou and Noah Alonso's names for high school students who are blind or have low vision, who are seeking higher education. Born in 1925, Lou spent 50 years at Michigan State University, starting as a graduate assistant, and through the years working as an assistant professor, associate professor, professor, and professor emeritus. She put her degree in audiology and speech sciences and education of the visually impaired and blind to good use, overseeing the teacher preparation program in visual impairment at MSU for 39 years. Later, she launched and coordinated the school's programs in deafblindness and orientation and mobility, O&M. Lou was tireless in her advocacy, working in many state and national efforts in the field. She was a trustee and consultant to the Blind Children's Fund, a major collaborator in the development of the Michigan Special Education Outcomes Guide and Assessments, Visual Impairment, and a member of the National Executive Committee for the Development of the American Foundation for the Blind's Hand in Hand, It Can Be Done project materials. Lou also authored many scholarly writings, including the foreword to Foundations of Education, published by AFB in 2000. Gale welcomes those interested in considering a planned gift to work with AFB. We want to understand your intent and the legacy you wish to leave, she says. This allows AFB to plan appropriately for the necessary programmatic support to bring your hopes and dreams to fruition. And it also allows us to plan for a bright and balanced future of sustainability for our mission as a whole. There's a hot link to learn more about planned giving at AFB. Mind the Gap. AFB report provides insights on educational challenges. Issues facing children who are blind or have low vision were amplified during COVID-19 and require action to improve education in the future. AFB has been studying the impact of COVID-19 on students who are blind or have low vision, their families, and educators since spring 2020, and released our third Access and Engagement Report in June 2022. All the reports are available in accessible formats at AFB's Research on Education for Children with Visual Impairments During the COVID-19 Pandemic hot link. Access and Engagement 3, there's another hot link, builds on the first two reports. AFB conducted the third study for a number of reasons, says Arielle Silverman, Ph.D., Director of Research. We wanted to capture people's experiences going back in person with schools reopening, but also to get a full year's worth, and in some cases even 18 months, of reflection on the pandemic as a whole and how it impacted students overall during that time, she explains. The third study also differed from the first two because it was mostly qualitative, gathering information through focus groups and interviews about people's experiences, instead of the quantitative survey-based research used in other studies. AFB has a lot of goals related to policy advocacy, Silverman says. We already had quantitative data showing that a lot of educational technology platforms were inaccessible. But to have a parent say my child cried every day because they couldn't access their class independently is really powerful. The study also included interviews with administrators of schools for the blind and some Spanish-speaking parents. AFB made a concerted effort to include Spanish-speaking parents, including hiring a bilingual research assistant who conducted a lot of the outreach and interviews. Among the key findings were that many digital platforms were not fully accessible or usable. Lack of reliable internet access was another barrier for some families. According to parents and educators, some subjects, such as orientation and mobility, O&M, were difficult to teach online, and many students didn't have a chance to receive in-person services or skill-building experience, which meant lost learning opportunities. All of these factors led some parents to homeschool their children or enroll them in a school for the blind. Although it's good, some parents recognized the gaps and the need to change their child's school placement. It just emphasizes how many kids are getting left behind in public school, Silverman says. In addition, Spanish-speaking parents said most communications from school were only in English, making bilingual educators essential to their children's education. Overall, it's striking how it seems the pandemic amplified and highlighted inequities that were already present, Silverman says. These things are not going to go away after the pandemic. Virtual education platforms are still going to be heavily used, so educators, technology companies, and everyone else needs to figure out how to ensure that virtual learning is accessible in the future. The AFB research team is disseminating the report to state special education directors, presenting it at relevant conferences, and using the findings to provide comments to the U.S. Department of Education. The team also plans to publish resource toolkits for youth, families, teachers, and school administrations. From CoolBlindTech.com, Teen's website helps blind and partially sighted kids. Posted November 28th. Growing up, Talia Brown, T-A-L-I-A-H-B-R-A-U-N, remembers she was a super confident kid despite being blind in one eye. In January 2020, when she was 13, she and her dad began building the concept for Vision Village, an online space where kids could sign up and be connected with a virtual pen pal who also shared visual differences. There's more at Cool Blind Tech in the lead article that has been posted on their blog. I've run out of time for this week's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next week. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138.